bringing you all the good vibes.
Good vibes.
24/7. You're listening to 90.4 FM, Ride Time Radio.
Well, you also listen to Atlantico FM as well, because this is Get Twisted. Now, on this week's show, we're going to do something a little bit different, right? Because I was speaking to the guys at Slackjaw Biker Apparel and Clothing last week, and I thought, you know what? That interview is just too good to kind of leave out there and not, you know, just play it on the breakfast show. I wanted to push it out there a little bit more and give the guys some more exposure. We're going to learn all about Slackjaw Clothing. Welcome to Get Twisted, and this is the show where normally we would be digging through some new music, some new bands, maybe doing a few interviews and stuff like that. But we were going to do the interview side of things. I've got an interview lined up a little bit later with the founders and the new ops manager type person who's all part of the company, Slackjaw Apparel. So apparel, what does apparel mean? Where does apparel come from? Well, apparel is a French word, right, which means things that are worn, right? I looked it up. I'm not that clever. I actually looked it up. It's one of those tricky words that you can spell wrong or right, you know, A-P-P-A-R-E-L, but it's no double L. So you need to get that right, because if you're searching for the company, you need to make sure you've got the right spelling. So slackjawapparel.com. And they are a biker clothing store. So I'd say a t-shirt store to begin with, but they've actually kind of rebranded almost and moved up into the world of clothing as well. And we had a really good interview with them. One, because they're a great company. I've been following them for probably 3 or 4 years now, buying their clothing as well. Two, because we actually stock it in shop now. So if you want to come down to the Speed Shop in Las Afueras, you can find the actual Slackjaw clothing range on the shelf. And three, because they're just great guys. And it was the images and the way that they started to market that really caught my eye. And we'll talk a little bit more about that right after a bit of Def Leppard.
Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-8222. 780-691 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
More music, more fun.
You're listening to Ride Time Radio.
So here we are then. We're going to take a look at the company Slackjaw. Now, if you think about Harley Davidson, right, they have their own clothing brand and they've done a very, very good job of it, right? They're very quality garments and you don't mind paying the money because it holds the value. You can wash it, it doesn't change shape and, you know, you look cool in it, you look dapper and it feels great when you put it on. But that's Harley Davidson, isn't it? You know, not everybody wants to walk around with Harley Davidson clothing. So we look at, say, Royal Enfield's had a little bit of a go at a bit of clothing, but it's not quite there, you know. They're still working on the bikes, and their focus should be on the bikes. That's where they're at. The same with Triumph. Triumph are bringing out bits and pieces, but I find Triumph clothing is extremely expensive for what it is, right? It for me, it is just, you know, they're trying to compete with what Harley Davidson do, but they're doing it and they're not focusing on it fully. And the clothing range that's coming out is just very, very expensive. So there's a market there somewhere because bikers have changed over the last 20 years, right? We've gone from having this kind of, you know, arse hanging out your jeans, rock t-shirt on, leather jacket kind of sort of approach to biking. And now we've gone down this, probably a lot to do with DGR, right? And that kind of smartening up of the biker scene. The type of biker you want to take home to see your mum, right? If you're that way inclined, right? But what we do have is this market for this kind of nice, dapper-looking clothing. It's okay now to be a biker and look smart, right? It's okay to jump on your Triumph in some nice, well-designed gear, but it's got to work as well at the same time. It's no good going down to H&M or it's no good getting on there with an Armani shirt on and expecting it to last because, let's face it, I've wore Armani shirts before. They've never lasted me for more than about a night, you know, because that's the way it is, right? But now we have a market, and that's where Slackjaw fits in, right? Because they are producing some really, really good quality biker clothing that suits a bit of everybody, right? They've got the workwear kind of outfit stuff they're doing. They're doing the hoodies and stuff. And let me tell you, the hoodies and stuff are very, very good quality. They're doing the Speed Shop sort of look now. All of this can be found on their website, slackjaw.com. Or, no, slackjawapparel.com. Remember that word, that French apparel, right? We got to get that in there, right? Slackjawapparel.com. They're on Instagram, which is where I saw them. And the reason I noticed them so much on Instagram was because, well, let's just have another song.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was on the drum, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. Where we can be alone. The next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. I'm
OneKick Speed Shop is an amazing online store that ships one-off and custom Harley-Davidson and chopper parts directly to the Canary Islands. OneKick Speed Shop can supply and ship custom parts directly from Italy within 2 weeks. Check us out at onekickspeedshop.com. That's it. onekickspeedshop.com.
So we are talking about Slackjaw Apparel clothing this week, and we are covering them. And a big feature on the Get Twisted show, as I say, it's a little bit different because we usually delve into music. But when I see something good, right, I want to know a bit more about it. And that's exactly how the story took me with Slackjaw. I was scrolling through Instagram and I start to see these great images. And this is where the founder, Tom, comes into all of this, because he is at heart a photographer. And his images of the clothing are really what capture you, because they're not always about, I'd say, you know, they're not always about biking. It's not always about choppers and bikes. And it's a little bit about everything. It's about urban clothing, right? And when you see some of the images, you start to catch your eye and they started to come back. But there was constant. It wasn't just one, you know, it was just constant great stuff coming out, which made me click through into it and find the clothing store, the brand itself, purchase. By the way, you can purchase online. All of their clothing is available online, and they do post to the Canaries as well. So it will come over here and to the whole of Europe, you know, the whole of the world, I would have thought, right? But they really did capture me in the way that it was looking. And I was looking for that kind of bit new style, you know, something different. You know, I changed, you know. The only problem is for me is I'm a little bit too big for their clothing, right? So if you're a dapper-looking fella, then it's going to fit you very well. But you can come down to the speed shop and take a look. And we're going to listen to exactly what Tom and Mark, who is now on board fully as kind of like the ops business brand manager. He's come on board to help Tom as the company is growing and becoming a fully branded clothing company, right? We're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to them right after this.
the Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. A day packed with thrilling activities and world-class entertainment. The sounds of European tribute to the Foo Fighters. International sensation Frank Chapino is set with his spectacular flamenco dinner show.
Wow.
An afternoon of passion, rhythm, and tabletop barbecues for the whole family to enjoy. But wait, there's more. Throughout the day, our energetic host and DJ, Rockabilly Man, will keep the energy high, guiding you and the family through the motorcycle shows and tattoo expo, an event suitable for the entire family. Get ready for the groove of the Bad Bone Stompers, delivering an evening of live music that will have you dancing under the stars. Save the date, April the 20th. Visit us at volcanohunt.com. Tickets available on tomaticket.ds.
Okay, so it's always a pleasure to invite people onto the show. And with no exception, when you've got two people who are actually into what you do, they're into clothing, branding, they're into motorbikes, into a bit of everything, it's a pleasure to actually have Mark and Tom from Slackjaw. Guys, how are you doing?
Hello, Adam.
Yeah, you're all good.
So I wish I was where Tom is with the blue sky. But other than
that, it's actually a facade. It's pissing with rain. It's just the background.
It's just a backdrop. It looks very good. Tom, I believe you're in, what, Latvia now?
Yes, yeah, I'm in Latvia. I moved here nearly a year ago now. So my partner's from Latvia, so...
Okay, I've got
it
you.
It was a bit of a leap for me.
Are they, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, it's complications being a Brexit situation, but apart from that, it's, you know.
Well, we feel it the same here, you know, with Brexit, it made it complicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes it complicated, especially if you're, my partner's got an Irish passport, so it makes it easier for her to travel still, but we still have to then go in different queues and different ways of doing things. It can all be a bit of a pain in the ass now, can't it? Mark, you're from Essex, I believe.
Yeah, I certainly am. Sunny Essex, but not so sunny today, but yeah.
And you've come on board because of your branding background. You've been, you know...
Yeah, so part to a really short... story of the long story basically is that I sort of knew a bit about the brand, but not really. And then a friend of a friend who's actually a bike builder, I'm a skateboarder,
right?
So like I still am a skateboarder, but like I work in skateboarding. I've been a sponsored skateboarder for like 25-30 years. I worked in snowboarding. I've done my own brands. I've done lots of different things over the years. And probably about a year ago, maybe like January last year, I had a call from a friend who's a bike builder, actually.
Yeah.
Who's a friend of Tom's, and spoke to me about Tom Slackjaw. Said, "Oh, like this guy's been doing this brand, blah blah blah," and you know, wanted to have a conversation. He said, "I thought you were the guy, because I've been running my own brands for a long time, and I'd recently sold my last one. I was doing other stuff," and we started talking at that point. So me and Tom sort of started talking, and then that became like a daily chat over the next few months.
Therapy.
we did some online therapy, and then met, and I just saw, I sort of felt there was something about the brand. I'm a brand nerd. Yeah. I like the stories and the, you know, the individuals in brands, and you know, it was just something about it. And me and Tom got on really well, had a conversation that escalated, and I felt I could bring something to the brand. So here we are. So yeah, I've sort of been properly involved, I guess, or me and my partner Mash, one of our other partners, has been involved in the brand. What is it, about 8 months now?
I mean, me and Mark have known each other probably just over a year, and then we sort of been working, you know, properly, I guess, in over the last eight, 9 months. So
wind it back to the beginning, Tom. Where did you get, I mean, Slackjaw, I look at your photography work, and obviously it's a massive help in selling the brand, because you really do capture some, you know, great photos there that make you want to buy that shirt, you know. But to take it back to the beginning, how did you get involved in the clothing industry?
Well, the photography was my sort of gateway to it, because that's what I studied. I studied photography at university. That was always my passion, like image making. You know, I went to exhibitions. I was really into fashion. Like, I went to uni wanting to be, you know, the next ranking, like a big fashion photographer, doing Vogue stuff, that kind of thing. And then, like, uni didn't really deliver that. and I couldn't really get the things I wanted to do. Like, I couldn't shoot the sort of stuff I wanted to shoot. Then I fell out of uni and started doing freelance fashion photography. And I did that for a couple of years, but it was the same feeling. Like, I knew what sort of imagery I wanted to create.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get to the places I wanted to get to and do the things I wanted to do. And I was working part-time at the time, at Apple, actually, back in the day. And I just thought to myself, I'm going to start something that I want to do.
Yeah.
That no one else, I'm not employed by anybody else, I'm just going to go off and just do something else. And mostly, to be honest, the influence was so I could create the sort of images that I wanted to create. I thought, if I create something, you know, clothing wise that will slip into my passions of like Old West, Americana, you know, the open road, that kind of thing, and create those, that sort of aesthetic, then I've got an excuse to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started. And then I printed some t-shirts up, and I'll actually fish out the first two t-shirts for you, Adam, and I'll send you an image of them, because I don't actually have them anymore.
Yeah.
But I'd love to show you. But I drew them myself, so I did the first couple of designs, and I just started showing them around, and like had an online store, but obviously it was very small. And I just started selling them like out of my locker at work, and yeah, people really liked it. And I was like, I'm going to start going Camden Market, you know, and selling it there. It was like so cheap to have a stall. So I was like kind of Del Boy in it, up to Camden Market with a suitcase for the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And like, this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just kind of kept shifting these t-shirts. And I was like, I think I've got something going on it. And I'm here 11 years later.
Yeah.
It was sort of, it didn't like, I didn't start with the intention of being like, I want to do this, going to create this brand, this is going to happen, I'm going to be organized.
It just like, rolled into it. I think it sometimes just, yeah, the best ideas do work like that. And I mean, when I look at where Mark's come into it now, and I see Mark, there's definitely been a shift in styling. Yeah, we've gone from being the kind of, you know, the printed, we've gone very, there's a lot of the kind of what I call the speed shop sort of looking stuff. I mean, that's very mm-hmm. fashionable now. But there's an element in just in design, not that I've always liked the old school stuff, so I don't want to upset you, Tom, but there's definitely been a jump in styling since Mark's come on board. So how much are you having to do with that styling now, Mark?
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Like,
how much are you having to do with that styling?
Well, it was really, for me, I felt there was just a few things that weren't in the brand. So, like Tom, what it's evolved into what Slackjaw was when I first saw it, which is a cut, like, I may have looked at it 2 or 3 years ago, and then when I really started digging into it after I started talking with Tom, there was just a few sort of, from a brand nerd perspective and creating my own brands before, I've created brands from like the ground up, whereas, and from that point it was like the logo is such an important part, color references, core memory structure stuff, all of these things that I didn't really know what they were. Now I know what the terms are, but I was just doing it because of my experience in like brands and skateboarding. You're bombarded with cool brands, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I've worked in skate for years, and I've been in and around it, been sponsored. You're like awash with cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I really felt like you say, the designs of Slackjaw were cool. They were exactly, they fit the bill perfectly. But what I felt it didn't have was like a backbone of brand in it. So there was like a consistent logo, a consistent color, a consistent placement of branding, and just sort of like, to me, really like fairly fundamental things. And then the styling wise, all we've brought to it is a bit of that. And then what we're doing is positioning it ready to add more workwear inspired stuff. The sort of stuff that Tom would wear, I would wear,
yeah,
all of these guys wear. You know, like from my perspective, Slackjaw was a cool t-shirt brand,
yeah,
with a few cut and sew items that Tom had done, like the breakouts, which are really, you know, and then it was just basically taking those like fundamental parts of it and then just adding to it, bringing a bit more structure to it,
yeah,
more funding. Now everything's made through our own factories.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
So we've got full control over it. There's no direct garment printing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the product in shop, you can feel the difference. It's not off the shelf stuff.
Yeah, no, it's
everything.
Great.
We've tried to take everything up a notch because, like you say, the brand itself, what Tom had done with the brand, giving it a great visual identity because his photography skills, you know, like there was something about the brand, even though there wasn't really a clear logo or colour reference or any of those things, you could still sort of tell it was Slackjaw.
Yeah.
You know, and then the more me and Tom spoke, the more I quite liked the idea. I was like, I could bring a few things to this that will elevate it again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as this moves forward, it's really exciting now. Like we've got a team of four now. And we all come from different sort of areas with different skill sets. And, you know, all of us have got excited. Like, but ultimately, I think for me personally, I don't have a motorbike. I know loads of dudes that are now bike builders and ride bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a skateboarder, like semi-pro skateboarder for a long time, involved in that. And I'm like, every guy I know has got a motorbike came from skateboarding, BMX, mountain bike, and then they're on either classic cars or motorbikes.
Progression.
It's like, we're all getting older.
Yeah, need something to do.
I
suppose as well, the beauty in the relationship that you must have now is Mark, you're obviously very business-minded, and Tom, it's giving you the opportunity to get back to what you really like doing, which is image creation and photography And that's where you kind of your chemistry is really working together now, because you've got all that stuff that you don't really like doing out of the way, and you've got someone else doing that.
100%.
And you're able to create it.
Did you guys
ever
meet him before this?
Yeah. So
no, Adam, you absolutely nailed it. That's it in a nutshell, really. Because I mean, you know, running your own business, like, you know, there's so many, it's whack-a-mole, and there's so much things going on at one time.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, like, you know, I'm a creative at heart, and I didn't really set out to do, like, I'm going to try and grow this, you know, this brand. And one thing led to another, and here I am. But I kind of, over the last 10 years, yes, it's grown, and we've expanded in, you know, new products and whatever else. But it ultimately gets to the point where when you're on your own, it is super tough to, you know, manage all of these little things. And as you know, as you grow, there's more responsibility as well. And it's, you know, I started to kind of spend more time doing the things that really needed to be done than going out with a camera and my bike, which is the things that I love to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, fortunately, like, you know, I mean, I ride my bikes over in the UK. Okay, but I've got a lot of friends there, and we ride together, and this time of year it is the best time of year for content, obviously, because, you know, we just go out on trips and we take pictures and we just live it. And that was kind of the point from the beginning. I just wanted to sort of put something out there that is real, and it's like, I kind of, this is what I do, and this is what I want other people to do this, to be involved as well.
It's a hard transition sometimes to actually get to that stage, because Mark mentions funding and stuff like that. You know, when you're trying to do everything yourself, you know, there's sometimes not room there to be able to take somebody on. So when you meet a good person who's willing to see your vision, you're able to kind of expand, and everything starts to work together. Now, there is a reason that we are talking. It's not just about Slackjaw. It's also about the Volcano Hunt 2024 over here on the 20th of April. And you guys have sponsored the Best of Show category, which...
I just saw you sent me a picture of this. Yeah, the picture doesn't do it justice. That
no, it
awesome.
Doesn't. No, I thought exactly the same.
Yeah, that's cool. Great, man.
So that'll be being presented by, I believe, Matt Strongman, who is a Spanish strongman at the moment. He'll be presenting that on your behalf. Hopefully next year we might be able to get you guys over. I wanted to say a big thank 100%. You. Give you some more
exposure.
I'm going
to be riding this car next year.
Well, you know, we could get him on a bike. We could do that trip down to Cardiff.
Maybe we can. I mean, I have been on a moped in India. I'll give you that. And I was pretty reckless.
That's your qualification, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. If that
probably
qualifies,
is, to be honest.
Go around the Canary Islands on a bike, come down.
But listen, I've said this to Tom as well. There's bikes here, right? And if you haven't got your bike license, Mark, we've got a Vespa for you, right? So you can go and find yourself on that Vespa around the volcano.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Any other booking events tickets. Planned? What we got going on for the future, guys, quickly before we move on?
We got the hookup. We're working with those guys, 101 Run. I think we do a lot with the guys at Crazy Horse as well.
Okay.
Over here.
Design wise, are we looking at a new release on kind of design stuff?
Yeah, we've got
collaboratively, we've got some stuff in the pipeline, like with Mark said, with the hookup guys and stuff like that. But we do have another couple of artists coming on board, Mark.
Yeah, we've got a couple of collaborator artists.
That's going to
be fantastic. And then we've got outerwear, like overshirts, jackets.
I think that's where the brand is changing, isn't it? And that's where you've come into it as well, Mark. It's going from being a t-shirt brand to a clothing brand now, isn't it? You're kind of stepping into the world of clothing now.
Hopefully, all of the guys that like Slackjaw because of the design and what the brand was and what it started as, hopefully now, if you bought Slackjaw and you bought it before and you bought it now, one, you immediately see a different level of quality and detail. And then hopefully then you go, okay, well, look, I know this has changed now. You'll give it a chance with the hoodies and sweats, like the quality's next level, the detailing's there. And then it's like, it's just an inroad into more and make guys really understand that, one, we care a lot about the product, and two, it's the sort of stuff we wear every day. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. This stuff is just this type of shit we wear every day.
Yeah, that's right. I agree, that's
what we're trying to do, really, is just elevate Slackjaw on all the levels. So, yeah, it's exciting times.
I think it's that new style as well, isn't it? I love the Slackjaw gear. I love the logo. I love the old school stuff that was being done before, and I like the new stuff now that's just come out. I love all the Speed Shop stuff anyway, which is why we stock it. And it's just been a nice transition into that kind of new biker style, you know. The arse hanging out your jeans and your leather jackets is all kind of out the window now. This is a new style, a new look. Triumphs and all of this kind of stuff, and the chopper looks and all of that. There's this almost new birth of biking going on at the moment. And if you can position yourselves in that industry, in that field, you're going to do very, very well. Guys, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it. I know you're both busy men. I really appreciate you sponsoring the show for me and doing that trophy for us. We'll keep you up to date with photos, and hopefully we will see you both soon. One on a Harley, one on a Vespa, right? We'll get you here.
I don't want the Vespa. Make sure it's the other way around.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for your time, Adam. Okay? Take care.
Appreciate your time, Adam.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.
So there you go. They are the guys from Slackjaw. That's Mark, who is kind of, like I say, brand ops manager now. Tom, who is the founder of the business. Slackjawapparel.com is where you'll find them. We have got it on the shelf in the Speed Shop in Las Chafiris. If you want to come and check the clothing out, then come and take a look. Even if we haven't got it in stock, we can get it for you if you're worried about postage. So you don't have to worry about that whatsoever. They post straight out to me. We can arrange all of that for you. So if it's not on the shelf, it's going to be online and we can get it for you. Or you can just deal with them direct. I have no problem with that either. You know, you can just go straight over to them. They do ship all over the world. They're a fantastic brand. And a big thank you for sponsoring the show, guys. Here's a bit of AC/DC.
Taking more than a share. Tuesday at Dobbs's is my weekly motorcycle chat, and now you can hear it right here on Ride Time Radio. I share your thoughts, opinions, and stories on the world of biking. If you enjoy the show, be sure to head over to YouTube and like and subscribe to my channels. Just search Freddie Dobbs.
Freddie Dobbs has been on the East Asian side of the world, and his Sri Lanka stuff I've just been watching is absolutely fantastic, right? It really is. I mean, I like Freddie. He's a good friend of mine, right? And he gets himself into all sorts of, you know, different scenarios. And most of it is because he just throws care to the wind. He has no sense of danger whatsoever. You're talking about the guy who travels to the Sahara Desert on a Bonneville with a socket with no ratchet and a bottle of water, right? And that's the kind of thing he does, right? But he manages to make it work. I think sometimes having a sense of danger can hold you back in life. And if you don't believe me or agree with me on that, then get yourself over to Freddie Dobbs' channels. Have a look at some of the stuff he gets up to. And I tell you now, it will blow your mind, right? He is the only person I know would pitch a tent up and sleep next to a Turkish compound of truck drivers. No way, not for me. Thank you very much.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
So big thank you to Slackjaw Clothing for helping us out with the Volcano Hunt. They are actually sponsoring the Best of Show. So if you're entering your bike into that category, you may even just get chosen for that category because it is a wild card, that one. And the Best of Show is going to be presented with a 150 in-store credit for Slackjaw and the trophy at the same time. So big thanks for them, and looking forward to seeing all the bikes this year. It's not going to be long. We have 1 week left, right? If you haven't bought your tickets yet, then get yourself to tomaticket.es. You can turn up on the day and get a ticket, but I can't guarantee that you'll get in because it is a limited capacity venue. We have to stick to the rules. If you haven't got tickets, go and buy them. Buy your tickets now. Wanna rock and roll all night. Or you ain't going to be rock and rolling anywhere all night. That's the end of the show for this week. Yep, this was a Get Twisted show with a difference. We was getting twisted in Slackjaw Clothing Apparel and all of what they do. Slackjaw, find them on Instagram, find them on Facebook, find them on the web, slackjawapparel.com, and you can find them in the Speed Shop down at La Chaffiritz. Remember, we have tickets for sale in the Speed Shop if you don't want the Tomma ticket prices. You've also got tickets for sale up in the north with one at Boxing Barber, and you've also got tickets for sale at the venue, Asador La Cueva. This is the restaurant that goes into the cave. Fantastic place. A huge car park, which is just what we needed. The ideal venue. So we will see you next Saturday on the Volcano Hunt. Have I got a little story for you? What you thought was your daddy was nothing but a while he was sitting all alone at a certain. Your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we talked. Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Oh, I'm still alive. Across a young man's room, she said, I'm ready for you. Well, I can't remember anything to this very day except the love, the love. Yeah.
Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Un día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música. Con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters. Fran Chafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, ¿hay más? Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife. El sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardell. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año más grande y mucho mejor. De Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.